Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Pacific Lumber violates court order. Epic calls for enforcement to halt unlawful logging. The Environmental Protection Information Center has asked the California Superior Court judge to intervene and enforce a court order that was issued on logging operations authorized under the infamous Headwaters deal. The stay order was issued 3 weeks ago in two separate cases that Epic and the United Steelworkers Union filed in 1999. It states that no party to this proceeding shall take any action whose validity depends on the validity of the permits granted to Pacific Lumber as part of the Headwaters deal. Since the order was issued, Pacific Lumber has asserted that this stay does not apply to active logging operations. In a hearing on September 19th, Judge Golden in open court specified that his order does indeed apply to all active logging operations under the Headwaters deal, and that Pacific Lumber's allegations are wrong. Curiously, Pacific Lumber claims that this does not alter the company's previous position and that it will not cease logging as the order requires. We simply did not, could not, understand the court's order to be so sweeping in its effect, Pacific Lumber attorney Frank Batchik told the judge. Batchik told the court that perhaps hundreds of jobs were on the line because approvals of timber harvest plans by CDF had halted in late August when Golden issued the stay. He said projects like stormproofing roads, monitoring streams, and surveying for wildlife cannot be afforded without revenue from logging. Epic sent an urgent letter to Judge Golden requesting that he direct Pacific Lumber and the state respondents to comply with the stay order. The request states that Pacific Lumber's conduct is generating a significant amount of public unrest because the company appears to be acting in disregard of the stay order. Pacific Lumber's apparent willingness to defy a court order, coupled with the state's declared refusal to intervene, has left citizens feeling that the law will not be enforced. In such situations in the past, this has led to protests and arrests. This is a serious problem that extends far beyond the parties in this case. The court's immediate intervention is needed. Pacific Lumber's court filings show the company logged approximately 1 million board feet per day since the order was issued, the equivalent of over 200 logging trucks every day. This includes hundreds of acres of ancient forest in the Mattole River area, as well as areas immediately adjacent to two tree sitters in the Freshwater Creek drainage. Charles Hurwitz says Pacific Lumber is brazenly violating the court's order and in doing so is pushing some of California's rarest fish and wildlife even closer to extinction, Cynthia Elkins, Epic's program director, stated. Epic's lawsuit challenges state permits that were issued as part of the Headwaters deal, including permits to kill numerous endangered species and a stream bed alteration agreement that applies to 210,000 acres of land. Epic sought the stay following what the judge called a manifest delay in the case proceeding to trial. This delay was caused by CDF's and the Department of Fish and Game's failure to provide complete certified administrative records for the court as required. Pacific Lumber has a history of violating the law. The company has been found violating its habitat conservation and the California Forest Practice Rules approximately 100 times in the last year, including illegal logging within five separate marble murrelet habitat areas. In 1998, Epic's investigations uncovered that the company violated the Forest Practice Act more than 300 times in 3 years, leading the California Department of Forestry to revoke its license to operate in California. Pacific Lumber has been cited with criminal violations more than a dozen times since 1996. Every day we read in the papers of the breakdown of the rule of law in corporate America. The public is told by its officials that such conduct will not be tolerated, but that message does not seem to have reached Pacific Lumber, Elkins stated. Parts of this story were written by John Driscoll of the Times Standard and by Cynthia Elkins of Epic. You can reach the Environmental Protection Information Center at P.O. Box 397, Garberville, California, 95542. That's Environmental Protection Information Center, P.O. Box 397, Garberville, California, 95542, or call them at 707-923-2931. That's 707-923-2931, or visit their webpage at www.wildcalifornia.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and find it.